Writer Stuart Stevens takes a personal look into the world of athletes and performance-enhancing drugs in the current issue of Outside Magazine. Stevens is what you might call an extreme amateur athlete. His idea of a good time is hopping on his bike and riding 200 miles in a single day. He's also a Republican media consultant, a television producer, and the author of 5 books. He spent a lot of time around Olympic-level athletes, and he's seen how drugs can give these athletes a significant edge. This made him angry, but it also made him curious to find out just how those drugs would work on his own 48-year-old body. So under a doctor's supervision, he tried out some of these drugs for 6 months. He says he approached the project with several goals.
My athletic goals were to get faster and leaner and be able to go longer. My analytical goals were to be able to try to analyze which each of these different performance-enhancing drugs would do to you.
And you began taking the drugs in January 2003, and you started with human growth hormone, or HGH.
I did.
Did you notice a difference immediately?
No, which is sort of disappointing, because once you start putting these substances in your body, you want a werewolf effect, you know? But you really don't. It's very subtle. But it's a difference. I started to get more endurance, and the most notable effect was that it improved my eyesight, which is a strange little side effect, because it improves the muscle quality of your eyes.
And a few weeks later, you added something called EPO. What is this substance, and what effect did that have?
EPO is this stuff that was developed by Amgen to increase red blood cells artificially in the body. By increasing the red blood cell count, you increase your body's ability to absorb oxygen, which is pretty close to the definition of aerobic fitness. So EPO supercharges you. You notice a difference right away. When you first start taking it, you get these strange headaches. But what you will notice is your body has a tremendously enhanced ability to recover from hard exercise. You can go out and do 200, 300 miles on your bike, and the next day, where you might be sort of limping around and curled up in the fetal position, you'll feel just a whole lot better. And you start to see how in longer events, like the Tour de France, where they have to race day after day after day, it would be a huge, huge advantage to an athlete.
As you started going through these physical changes, did you go through sort of changes mentally as well? Did you start to view sport in a different way? Couldn't wait to get out and get on that bike and
What happens is you confuse what these performance-enhancing drugs are doing to you and yourself. And you start to think pretty quickly, well, this is me. I can ride 300 miles and the next day I can feel just fine. Aren't I impressive? And it is partly you, but it's also these drugs. And I think that what you see is that it begins to have this strange sort of relationship between you and these performance-enhancing drugs, and you quickly blend those, and you almost sort of forget that you're taking them.
You eventually moved on to steroids, anabolic steroids particularly, is that correct?
Yes.
And did the doctor warn you at that point about the side effects? Were you not concerned about the possible downside?
Steroids are an incredibly powerful element that you introduce into your body. It's sort of like grabbing hold to a freight train and just trying to hold on to it. You get stronger fast. I got bigger, even though I wasn't lifting weights. I started gaining weight and losing fat in a remarkably sort of frightening way.
As part of this experiment, you were able to peek behind the curtain and get a glimpse inside a subculture that many don't know much about. What did you learn?
Well, it only increased my conviction that we have to have outside forces stopping athletes from doing these drugs in a consistent and logical way. Because it's not going to work to tell people if you do these drugs, you're going to die. Because in most cases, you don't die, though there are cases of people particularly taking something like EPO, which they take too much of it and then they have a stroke or a heart attack and do die. But you've got to be able to say to people, look, sport is about individuals competing against individuals, not individuals competing against other individuals' doctors. And it's not about how much you're willing to risk your life and your health to improve the sport.
Stuart, at the beginning of this experiment, your goal was to compete in this 761-mile Paris-Brest-Paris race and to boost your performance in this race, which you did. And I'm just wondering, in the end, if it was somewhat of a letdown. I mean, you completed the race, you got the T-shirt.
Right.
You know, was it still good for you if you had all of these drugs coursing through your veins?
There's something about it that is tremendously dishonest. And I think that athletic endeavor should be one of the purest endeavors that we engage in life. So I found it strangely sort of disappointing. I was sort of disappointed in myself. I didn't have a sense of satisfaction that I would have had I done it, as they say, clean.
Stuart Stevens is an extreme amateur athlete. He's also a Republican media consultant and a co-producer of the HBO television series K Street. Stuart, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks very much.